My first question to you would be, 2011, we saw a lot of euphoria in Africa following the creation of a new state, which was South Sudan, after so many years of conflict, war, you know, famine, and the refugees coming out from South Sudan, going everywhere across Africa to, you know, seek a better life. And then things happened. Where are we now in terms of South Sudan? Where are you?
You know, the euphoria was justifiable. We, after war of self-determination and independence, we raised the flag. We are now a member of the UN, member 193. We are now a member of the AU. Our people are satisfied that they are now independent. Unfortunately, December 15th, something we never expected happened. President Selva introduced violence into the politics of the country. I want to cut it off. We have now signed a peace agreement. We want that peace agreement implemented.
But what are your hopes following the signing of that deal? Are your hopes high that things are definitely now going to work?
There are violations in the ceasefire. There are issues that are being raised left and right. We think we'll overcome those, and the peace agreement will be implemented. Now, we want support from the U.S. to ensure that the activities, the 21 activities that we should do during the pre-interim period, we have only 60 days to finalize those activities. So we want support, resource support.
Now, talking of support, you've been receiving a lot of support as the South Sudanese, as all of you, from African leaders. And I understand you are moving towards the creation of a unity government or a coalition government with President Kiir. In Zimbabwe, we saw that happened between President Robert Mugabe and opposition leader Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai. What are your hopes, you know, about this coalition government? Do you think it's going to work?
We will learn from the mistakes made in Zimbabwe to ensure that we move forward in South Sudan. So we will for sure overcome the current difficulties and move forward and give our people the chance to live in peace and for political stability to return and democracy to be consolidated in our country.
You talk about democracy, you know, being consolidated in your country. Most Africans want the same to happen in their countries, and people have high hopes at independence. And I understand many South Sudanese people that I meet and are frustrated. What message can you give them to say to them, you know, we are definitely going to give it our all, and we're not going to resort to the guns next time, all of you, to make sure that South Sudan becomes the nation that it is supposed to be?
You know, some African leaders and personalities tell me it was best we went to crisis before the dictatorship consolidated itself. So I'm sure with this peace agreement, with a federal system, with institutional reforms, with accountability and justice being prioritized, we will create a more democratic state than any part of Africa.
On a lighter note, lastly, I understand you don't have enough time. Today, South Sudan played Mauritania in a World Cup qualifier match. The match was abandoned, though. I love soccer. All Africans love soccer. What does that mean, having many, you know, of the players representing most of the tribes? Does it represent unity, peace? What does that make you feel as a South Sudanese?
You know, we can be excellent in sports. All we need is for our country to be peaceful and stable. We can be very good in soccer. We play well. We can be very good in athletics. Good sprinters can come out of South Sudan, and we're looking forward to that.
So what's the next step? What now? We've finished this, and you are going back to South Sudan. What are we expecting? What should we expect in the next few days?
Implementation of the ceasefire, mm-hmm. Implementation of the full agreement, and by the date 90, since we signed, formation of government of national unity.
Thank you so much. It's much appreciated. Wishing you and the people of South Sudan all the best.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.